why I'm bothering to clean this place up when it's just going to be a pigsty in a couple of hours?
Well, I guess that's just the life of a house cleaner.
How the hell would you know?
Boy, this baby's heavy.
Oh, here come my two strong men.
Don't you dunces drop that on my wax floors.
Never fear, Mama. We got everything under control.
Lord, what a fool I was to agree to this poker night.
Oh, now, Miss Harper, don't make a fuss. This is Vinton's big chance to get into the Raytown Poker Pals.
Yeah, and I get to stay and watch.
Well, lucky you.
You know, Mama, the Poker Pals are real exclusive.
Vinton, you're talking about two clods who pump gas and another two who work in the slaughterhouse. That is not exactly the social register.
It isn't Raytown.
Vinton? I made you a little something for the gaming table. Watercress sandwiches.
Watercress?
Oh, Iola, the Poker Pals are not going to eat those rabbit food sandwiches. They like man food. You know, beer nuts, beef jerky, pork rinds. Right, Bubba?
Right, Uncle Vint.
Give it a rest, you two stud muffins.
Come on, Bubba. What are you standing there for? We got to get the chairs. Come on, hop to.
Boy, I have never seen Vinton go after anything the way he is going after the Poker Pals.
Yeah, if it's a total waste of money and time, Vinton is right in there pitching.
Well, ladies, we best be off. Curtain time at the Pepper Pot Playhouse is promptly at 8.
Shoot, they never start until they got the first two rows filled. That could take till 9:15.
Oh, no, this show's packing them in. Medea is the first time the Pepper Pot is attempting Greek tragedy.
Medea? I thought they were doing Natalie Needs a Nighty.
No, that's next month's show.
Greek tragedy? But that sounds kind of dry.
Oh, nonsense. Medea has everything. Violence, infidelity, sex, revenge. Sort of like Knott's Landing in togas.
Well, then it's right up my alley. So who's playing Medea?
Martha Papine.
That does it. You can count me out.
Why?
Because that ham bone stars in everything down there, from Joan of Arc to Annie Main. What do you want to bet next month she's going to need a 90?
Oh, it's the Poker Pals. Bubba, get those chairs in place. Hey, fellas, come on in. Everybody, I want you to meet Walt Billings.
Howdy.
And no coat, George McDonough.
No coat?
Yeah, it's because he never wears a coat.
It's bad luck.
So's double pneumonia.
Sit down, guys. Sit down, sit down, sit down. The girls are just leaving. So long, girls.
Oh, all right, Iola. We can take a hint.
Have fun.
So long, fellas.
You too, Mama.
I'm not going anywhere.
This is strictly men only.
Don't worry, Vinton. You think I want to hang out down here with you beef jerkies? I'm just going up to bed. Hello? Who? Oh, yeah, they're here. Okay. All right, I will tell them.
Who was that, Mama?
That's your pal, Steamer. He says him and Killer can't make it tonight.
What?
Well, they got a chance for Golden Time down at the slaughterhouse, and they can't turn it down.
Oh, yeah, well, I heard you can make a pretty penny during sausage season.
Well, how do you like that? This is going to be the first time that we have to cancel our poker game.
Gee, maybe Harper's bad luck for us.
Well, you don't have to cancel the game. I can play.
Pity's sakes, Bubba, you're just a kid.
I'm not.
Forget it. I won't play with this four guys. It's unlucky. There's always five Poker Pals.
Yeah, let's just call it a night.
Wait. What about Mama? That'll make five.
Forget it, Vinton. You said this was strictly men only.
Face it, Harper. That ain't gonna work out.
Yeah, I guess Lady Luck just didn't intend you to be a Poker Pal, Harper.
Darn. I knew it was too good to be true.
Oh, Vinton, don't take on so. This is all probably for the best anyway. I mean, these guys are real pros. I'd probably wind up losing all 80 bucks of my cookie jar money.
On second thought, It seems a shame to miss a game while we're all here.
What do you say, Miss Harper?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, Mama, they want you to play.
Y'all wouldn't take advantage of a poor old widow woman now, would you?
Heck no.
We'll show you the rules as we go along.
Well, all right. If that's the way you boys want it. Okay, let's play cards. The game is spit in the ocean, red deuces, and one-eyed jacks are wild. Everybody, ante up, ante up, ante up.
Bring them and weep, a pair of queens.
Not so fast. Those two ladies are mighty pretty, but I don't believe there's room for them in my full boat.
A full house? A full house. I can't believe it.
I don't know why not. She's won every hand so far.
Jeez, I never thought I'd be hustled by my own grandma.
Oh, shut up and deal. Hey, go wash your hands first. I don't want the cards full of pork rind grease.
Okay.
Hey, while you're up, get me another beer.
Yeah, me too.
I'll have one too, son.
No, he will not. You have chugged three beers to my one, no coat. That's probably why you're playing so lousy.
Okay.
Cigar Harper, tell Cardova.
Don't mind if I do.
Well, I mind. I will not have you boys lighting up these cheap stinkweeds in my house.
Cheap? These babies cost 55 cents a piece.
Come on, Mama.
Don't you come on, Mama me. The smoking lamp is not lit. And put a coaster under that beer.
Is this poker night or Sunday school?
Don't you scumbuckets be making fun of Sunday school.
Mama, can I see you in the kitchen a minute?
Yeah, I'm coming. You know, you boys have got plenty of time for playing cards and hanging out at the pool hall. It would not do you any harm to show your faces down at the church now and then.
What are you doing? This is not the church ladies' league.
No, I would never be winning this big down at the CLL. Those women play cutthroat poker.
Huh. Mama, listen to me. It's bad enough you keep taking every hand, but you got to stop being so bossy and complaining.
Fenton, I will not let those bruisers turn my house into some sort of a cheap honky-tonk.
Oh, Mama, this is my big chance to be a poker pal. Don't blow it for me.
Well, what is it you want me to do?
Well, you got to relax, loosen up, show the men a good time.
Oh, no, I'm here to play cards and that's it.
Come on, you know what I mean. Just go out there and have fun.
Well, all right, Benton, from now on I'll just be one of the guys. And so the monkey says, well, shoot, it could have been worse. The next cage over is the elephants.
The next cage over is the elephants. That's a doozy.
That's the best yet. Boy, Harper, your old lady is a kick in the pants.
Oh, hey, did y'all hear the one about the plumber and the lady mud wrestler?
Everybody knows that.
That's old.
Yeah, let's finish the hand.
Okie dokie, I guess it's up to me. I'll see you, No Coat.
Well, I got me a couple of trays.
Ah, beats me.
I guess this kitty's mine.
Hey, Mama, you had a straight.
Oh, well, so I did.
Well, I guess you better concentrate more on the cards and less on the jokes.
Oh, Benton, loosen up a little bit. Here, have an El Cordoba. Just a friendly little game here. There you go. Suck, Benton.
Whose deal is it anyway?
Well, I believe it's mine. You all right, Harper?
Yeah, he's fine. Put your hands over your head, baby. Go on, there you go. Vince has got real delicate sinuses.
Yeah, even those perfume cards and magazines choke him up.
I guess I should have known if he can't take Obsession, he sure as hell can't take an El Cordoba.
Gee, Harper, didn't realize you had delicate sinuses.
Oh, yeah, and a very touchy stomach. You know, I couldn't give him solid food till he was five.
Don't say it. Mama, why don't we go out in the kitchen and get a few more beers.
Well, all right. I'll tell you what, if I wasn't worried about one end of them, I was worried about the other. Now what?
Why are you acting so crazy out there?
Well, I'm just having fun like you told me.
Well, you're having too much fun. This is supposed to be my poker club, not yours.
What in the hell do you want from me? I'm busting my butt in there to show them yahoos a good time.
Yeah, am I making fun of my sinuses? Mama, you got to go out there and build me up. Make them think I'm somebody.
Fine, Benton. Everybody else has got cigars. I guess I can blow a little smoke, too.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
Benton. Oh. You believe you me, no Cub Scout could tie knots like my little Benton. Give me two. He could do your sheep shank, your bowling, your clove hitch. He could even tie a noose. Every time I turned around, I'd have to sew on another merit badge. No telling how many of them suckers he earned.
I believe you said it was 13.
13, can you imagine?
Mama, are we playing cards or talking?
Well, I can do both. Oh, and he was a better ball player than he was a Cub Scout, and who can forget the playoffs at the Little League?
I believe it was the bottom of the ninth.
And a tied scored a man on third.
And Uncle Vint, it's a sacrifice fly to win the game.
I tell you, folks are still talking about it.
I know we are.
Mama, the guys don't want to hear any more stories about me.
He's always so modest and honest as the day is long. You know, I think it's because I took him to see Pinocchio when he was a little boy. After that, every time he would tell a fib, he'd touch the end of his nose to see if it was growing. Just like that, cutest thing.
Maybe that's how his sinus trouble got started.
I believe it's my bet, and I'll bet two whites.
I got nothing. I pass.
I fold.
I'm out.
Well, I like what I'm holding, so I'm going to see that two and raise your five.
And I will see your five and raise you another five.
Wow, Uncle Vint, you must have a dynamite hand.
We are talking TNT.
Hey, Noko, did you see that? I think Pinocchio's bluffing. He just touched his nose.
Oh, well, now, don't you pay any attention to that story. He only did that as a kid.
No, I never do that anymore.
Oh, you just did it again. I'll see that five. What do you got?
A pair of twos and a jack.
Looks to me like you were wishing upon a star. 3 sevens.
Thanks a lot, Mama.
Well, this isn't my fault. I didn't bet a fortune on a lousy pair of twos.
Well, they wouldn't have known it was a lousy pair of twos if you'd kept your big mouth shut.
Well, now, just wait a minute, Harper. If it wasn't for Thelma here, we wouldn't even have a game tonight.
Well, thank you, Walt. I'm trying my best.
And you're doing great. It's a small man who blames his mother.
Well, if that's the way you feel, fine. Since you're all so crazy about Mama, make her a poker pal.
Well, Benton, where do you think you're going?
This small man is going to take a long walk.
Well, how do you like that?
Well, Benton didn't mean anything by that. That's just the pork rinds talking. Okay, boys, a little pot limit coming at you. Low ball pass, and aces will cost you better.
Gee, I thought sure Uncle Vin would be back while the guys were still here.
Well, when he does get here, I'm gonna kill him, leaving us to entertain those two dipsticks. Thank God we ran out of beer.
So I guess it's goodbye, poker pals. I might as well take these chairs on out to the garage.
I swear, Iola, that was the most horrible play I have ever seen in my life. I'm going to have nightmares about it for a week.
Oh, Naomi, you just don't understand Greek tragedy.
Well, I see Siskel and Ebert are back.
I understood everything. It's all about this gal named Medea who goes stark raving nuts when she finds out that her husband's been cheating on her. So what do you suppose she does to get back at him? She kills her own kids. And they weren't even guilty of anything. Well, except maybe bad acting.
She killed her kids? Sounds like a cross between Glenn Close and Freddy Krueger.
Oh, hey, Bubba. How are the poker pals?
Pretty good for Grandma. She won $13.50.
Vinton let you play with the poker pals?
He begged me to.
He did? Where is he?
Well, I'm sure wherever he is, he's fine.
You don't know where he is?
Well, no, we haven't seen him since he got mad at Grandma and stormed out. But I'm sure he's fine.
I knew I shouldn't have left you here. I knew you were going to ruin his poker night.
Now, just a damn minute here. I did everything that boy wanted me to do. I let them dumb clucks drink and smoke and grind nacho chips into my rug. I listened to the stupidest jokes I have ever heard in my entire life. Well, the one about the proctologist was pretty good. See, there's this fellow's got a glass eye, and he's... Well, this is a long story, but remind me to tell you because you are going to love it. Anyway, I built Fenton up. I made him the center of attention, and then what does a sore loser do? He runs off and leaves me with them two gas jockeys for the rest of the night. I tell you what, maybe I should have gone to see that play, because when it comes to kids, me and Aunt Medea see eye to eye. Where in the hell have you been? Well, just never mind. Get your butt in here before you catch your death.
No, thank you. I like it out here.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm thinking, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. As far as I'm concerned, you could have started that years ago.
Good night, Mama.
Okay, okay. You're a grown man. You want to sit out here on the freezing porch? It's your business. At least put on a jacket. One no coat a night is about all I can take.
Boy, you just can't leave well enough alone, can you?
Well, if you don't want the jacket, fine.
I'm talking about my life, Mama. It seems like every time I'm in a jam, you're there to bail me out.
You're welcome, baby.
I didn't say thank you, and I'm not a baby. Mama, I've been sitting out here thinking about Dwight Statzenberger.
You mean that big overgrown bully that used to take your lunch money in the third grade?
Yeah. I finally stood up to him. We got into a fight right out here on the front lawn.
Yeah. As I recall, he went running home bawling his eyes out. I was so proud of you.
Proud of me? He was crying because you sicked the dog on him. Don't you see, Mama? I never found out if I could whip him.
Trust me, Vinton, he would have beaten you to a pulp.
And what about back in high school when I was having so much trouble with my term paper on Henry Clay?
Oh, you mean the great compromiser? I still have that paper. You know, you got a B+.
Yeah, because you wrote it for me. And it ruined the rest of my year in history class.
Did that teacher find you out?
Worse. She thought I was smart. She'd say,
Vinton, you're not living up to your potential.
Mama, it was your potential I wasn't living up to.
Well, I was just trying to give you a hand.
Yeah, like tonight with the poker pals.
Vinton, you asked me to help.
I know, and now I am asking you to stop. From now on, Mama, when I got a problem, I want you to leave me on my own. I don't need anybody to help me fail.
All right, Fenton. I will never interfere in your life again if that's the way you want it.
That is the way I want it.
You just rubbed your nose. I knew you were pulling my leg with all this foolishness.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Well, then what are you doing it again? Fenton, Harper, you get this house this minute.
Oh, but Mom.
No, no fuss about it. Quit it. Draw my baby a nice hot bath before his sinuses start acting up.